Lord, most of the time, Teague loved being the sheriff in a small rural county, but sometimes he'd take a murder over a bunch of backbiting. Ellerby, Jenny told me you've made several of those nativity scenes for folks since the art show, and for quite a price tag. This rogue sheep could be from one of those sets, right? No, see this? Colton grabbed the sheet from Abby Ruth's grip and waved it in front of Teague's face. The gas can was a vintage retro metal galvanized from Delphos, very hard to find. I bet you $1 million the one in that picture is the one I left here. Lord knows I'd like to take that bet, Abby Ruth muttered, but we can put an end to these idiotic accusations here and now. She stepped around Colton and threw open the front door. Everyone march your butts out to the garage, now. Fine. If this would stop Colton's belly aching, even Teague would give in to Abby Ruth's demand. Everyone trooped outside and around the house. Teague lifted the garage door, and Maggie led the way to the back, where boxes were stacked 4 high in the corner. A large blue painter's tarp was draped over a heaping mass to the left. Help me with this, Teague. They lifted the tarp and let it billow to the ground. Maggie swept her arm in a Vanna White gesture. See? Colton stepped forward, and Teague made a mental inventory of the pieces. Baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, 1, 2, 3 wise men, and the menagerie. But no sheep. Aw, shit! Abby Ruth whirled toward Maggie. Did you sell it? No. Maggie swiveled her head toward Sarah. Sarah, I know you wouldn't have sold it. Donated it, maybe. You didn't recycle it for cash, did you? I would never donate something that's not mine to give away, Sarah protested. Her hands palm up, Maggie turned to Colton. I don't know what's going on here. I can assure you that sheep was here on January 10th when we put away all the decorations. Well, it's not here now. Colton waved his arms wildly. And I want it back. Teague watched the color drain from Abby Ruth's face, and her lips pulled into a tight line that spelled trouble. She took a menacing step toward Colton. I'll find out what's going on here, and when I do, you'll be sorry you ever accused us of stealing your crap. Crap? Colton squawked. I'll have you know. His gut twisted into a pretzel, Teague shoved himself between Colton and Abby Ruth. I'll take care of it. But Abby Ruth's narrow eyes and Maggie's bland expression sent a warning streak down Teague's spine. When had these gals ever listened to a darn thing he'd said? Pretty much never.